It's going down in like 3 minutes from now, right after the Hollywood hashtag. We're to give you dinner out. Dinner's going to be on us on the Brett Manga Show. And then one person at the end of the week is going to win tickets to one of the hardest shows to see, Hamilton. Cannot believe Hamilton's coming to St. Louis. This show is awesome, and we got a pair of tickets. So you qualify with dinner, and then one person at the end of the week is going to win those tickets to Hamilton. It's coming away right after the Hollywood news.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Former Disney Channel star Skye Jackson, who is best known for her roles in Jessie and Bunked, was arrested for domestic violence against her boyfriend. So deputies were called out to the Universal City Walk after security spotted Skye and her boyfriend getting into like this physical altercation where allegedly Skye herself pushed her boyfriend more than once. So there was like security who saw this and then decided to call the police. And so as the police were getting there, security stepped in and like separated them and basically like detained them because they knew this was like a serious thing. But Skye Jackson and her boyfriend both denied anything got physical, but there literally was like security that saw it with their eyes. And video. The video hasn't been released that I saw.
Yeah. It's so public.
Literally, right. Like, on a boardwalk, this happened. And then, like, to make this story even crazier, Skye Jackson, like, came out, like, in her denial phase and said that they were happily engaged and expecting a baby together, which was like, whoa, okay, two bombshells we didn't know. I don't even know if they're true or if she was just trying to like throw everything in to like make it seem better, but they were being physical with each other.
It's classic toxic issue with relationships.
It is.
Where people are witnessing something extreme and then you talk to them later and they're like, we're happy, yeah, we're great,
fine.
Everything's good. It happens all the time with any relationship. Everything is always the best ever or the worst ever. There's extremes,
mm-hmm.
and that's what happened. We saw the extreme on the boardwalk, and then when they go to question, they're extremely happy again.
Everything's great. But the police didn't think it was great because once they got there, saw the video footage, talked to the security guard, Skye Jackson herself was actually arrested for a misdemeanor on domestic battery. She was cited. She was released a few hours later, but she was the one, you know, initiating the push and the shove and all that stuff. Couldn't keep her hands off of him. So she was penalized for that. Little Miss Jessie Star. Now on the slammer, I guess.
Now on the slammer.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
All right, let's get you a chance to see Hamilton. This is Dinner on Us, and then one qualifier is going to win tickets to Hamilton at 314-531-9898.
You shot it out.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Katy Perry is currently being investigated by the Spanish government for a massive crime involving environmental damage. So the reason for all this madness is because Katy Perry and her team went to go film a music video for her brand new single Lifetimes in the Balearic Islands without consent. So this is kind of like a private island place, and her team just decided to set up shop there and film, but there's some problems with it. So I watched the music video, and you can literally see this is sketchy because there's scenes where she's like dancing and sitting on these sand dunes, but the sand dunes are they're protected. There's structures there. And it's making Spain feel like super disrespected. In the video, you can kind of see like a roped off area and they like just don't care. They just like went under the ropes and decided, oh, this looks good for our shot. Let me dance and stomp all over this. But really, Spain is saying like they have very, quote, high ecological value. So
this is so crazy. This is like what those wannabe rappers do, like hang out with their friends and like break into. This is what we do, actually. We like break into things and take pictures quickly and then run away. Like, this is Katy Perry.
What? I mean, it makes sense to me that it's Katy Perry right now because she's so, so desperate to get back in the game, get back on the charts, that she would do this. But it's like a disrespect to this country in Spain. So the environmental department is having a preliminary investigation. It's underway just now, and they are determining if there's a possible violation here for Katy Perry and her entire team for going rogue and dancing on a sand dune that is not good for the environment.
The album comes out like soon or whatever, and the first single was a mess. Some part of me feels like maybe they're doing this to create buzz. Like they knew it, yeah, and they would get in trouble. Like
we might like, get sued, but the single's gonna be so big it doesn't matter.
Like, something like that, because it does feel like you said, Katie does feel desperate to mm-hmm. make it back musically, and the music has struggled ever since like that Teenage Dream. I just don't know why she didn't just stay on American Idol and do her thing.
Yeah, I was really rooting for Katy Perry to like have some hits and get back in the game, but she's kind of pulling like SoundCloud rapper right now. Yes. It's not giving. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to